Shaman Song. So the name for this one comes from the artist whom I was most interested in at the time. The artist's name is Pablo Amaringo. He was an ayahuasquero in the Peruvian Amazon. And if you're not aware of what an ayahuasquero is, it is a shaman who uses ayahuasca to treat people with physical and spiritual illnesses. He is notable in that he was also a prolific painter of what I've come to think of as a shamanistic version of religious iconography. His paintings are much more complex than this composition, but I was trying to channel his idea of storytelling in a painting using strong iconographic figures, people and things, to give the impression of a story. And in his case, he used it as a sort of journal of his experiences as a shaman, both in the non-real realm or the non-physical realm and in the physical realm. You can see his painting split into both, depending on where you're looking in his compositions, which is something I've tried to do here. You both have the figures who are in the realm of the physical and then everything else around them in the realm of the non-physical.